are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining us this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
Nice to have you here today.
Thank you.
And
you know, the first thing we should do is do the traffic report.
Yes. How was the traffic across the bridge?
Well, the intersection is definitely different, and you need to allow yourself a little bit more time, although they have adjusted the lights so they stay there. They're much longer than they were. Maybe twice as long. I was in lineup of about 12 or 14 cars coming from the west, and I think we were all able to get through.
Not bad.
Yeah, so that's a pretty long light.
That is.
Yeah,
Keeping the traffic flowing as best they can.
Keeping it moving, right.
And you've got something fun and exciting you're going to be doing today.
We always do. Today, there's a group of us who represent a 501c3 organization called Future Fort Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly what we do is fundraise for important projects in Fort Pierre, things that aren't intended to be publicly funded. And so, the mural was one of the last ones that we did, the big mural on the side of the hopscotch. And so we are now working on a bison sculpture by John Lopez. We commissioned him a couple of years ago to do this. And, of course, there's no great hurry because it's going to go in after the bridge is done. So,
right.
So we're looking at 2025, but he's been working on it a couple of years. And it's fun to go and watch the progress. And he's such a wonderful individual to talk to. He's very, very down to earth, very humble, very just nice person.
Yeah, it'll be fun to kind of see the progress from the last time you saw.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. So, and also, we are fundraising for that. So if you want to be a part of that, just let us know. Judy Wisegram is working on it. Tad Perry is part of the committee. We have a group of about 12 people who are on the Historic Sculpture Committee. And so if you want to be a part of that, get your name on the donor list, on the plaque when it's finished. We'd love to have that involvement.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great addition once the bridge is done.
Oh, it is. It is. Lopez is such a he's so talented, and his pieces are so unique, and this piece will be very unique to Fort Pierre. I already know of some pieces that are in there that are Fort Pierre only.
Very nice. Looking forward to seeing those.
Yeah.
Trees. What's going on with trees?
Gosh, tomorrow is Arbor Day, so plant a tree, people. And the Arbor Board in Fort Pierre is working in conjunction with the Gold Program, and they're going to be planting a bunch of trees tomorrow. They had planted potted little seedlings last year. And this year, the trees are ready to be repotted, and so that's what the Gold Program kids will be doing tomorrow with the assistance of the Arbor Board. And be watching for signs and banners and things like that that are celebrating Fort Pierre's designation as a Tree City USA. And there will be signs, there will be banners in Triangle Park. And so we love having that designation. We have some work to do. We have some real work to do to improve the number and the quality of trees in Fort Pierre. And so our Parks Board and our Parks staff and our Arbor Board are all working together on that.
Absolutely. I know we've talked about some of the work you're trying to do to get ahead of the emerald ash borer and other things, and that's probably part of what you're looking at.
It is. That really pushes you into a plan. And certainly we don't want to denude Fort Pierre of all of the ash trees without a good plan for replacing. So. And as long as the ash borer isn't in Fort Pierre, we have some time, and we have some really good people who are dedicated to the task.
That is great. What else do we want to share this morning?
Oh, gosh, what else are we going to do? Well, we are still finalizing the interviews for the four positions we have to fill. We are getting very close to filling two of them, and we'll get those two approved. We are also starting to approve the first of the summer employees. So if there are people who are interested in a summer job, whether it's with streets or with parks, that you spend a lot of time on a mower doing that,
mm-hmm.
Or at the swimming pool or the museum. We have openings in all of those summer positions, and we'd love to have you apply. There are applications online on the City of Fort Pierre website, or you can just stop in and pick one up and feel free to ask questions.
Sounds good. Yeah, let's get those seasonal positions all filled.
Yeah, it's going to be here before we know it.
Absolutely.
As soon as it quits snowing, right?
Exactly. We're more than ready for it to get here.
I could not believe we had snow again.
Oh,
and
boy.
The biggest, hardest flakes I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really been a strange spring,
yeah,
has it?
Yeah, so, it has been. It has been.
Yes,
so.
Bring on summer, and one of the fun events, of course, next month.
Oh, one of the first ones will be the Indian Relays, and we are working with them on some logistics, and so that is May 20th and 21st. The teams will be in on the 19th, and the Fort Pierre Chamber is going to give them the contestants a meal, and we thank them for that. And then events on Saturday and Sunday, so don't miss that.
Yeah, circle that on the calendar. That's
exactly.
Going to be a lot of fun.
Exactly.
All right. Well, enjoy your tour today. It'll be nice to see the update, I'm sure.
It will. Yes, I'll tell you all about it next week.
That sounds good. Well, you have a great day, Mayor.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
You bet. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us here on this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate.